have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits. You don't do your job, I'll shoot you.
Welcome everybody to the newest episode of Sean Hammer, and today it's 2021, and I bring you the first master in the book. I believe it's the first master in the book, and that's Lord Cooper for the Explorer Society. What gives me the thought of going over Lord Cooper today? Well, I bought his box set and his other box set that goes along with him, with the rest of his crew, minus the fact that he comes with a dinosaur and it wasn't out yet for me to buy it. So yeah, that was that. So, like as always, we'll go over a little bit of what he's about, whatever story I know about him. Stuff like that. So, let's see. Cripsy Gorse, the Bear, the Bargain Horseman. I'm on Source Max. Let's make sure we have it all. Okay, Huntsman. We don't need that. I need one of those guys. Great Radio. May I mind you, Great Radio. I had one. No, I did not. Weird. Oh well. So, Lord Cooper. About him, he is he was once a spoiled little brat who didn't have any survival skills, and he was worthless in the eyes of his daddy. Daddy didn't like him. Couldn't do nothing right. I guess that's basically it. His dad basically shunned him away, sent away until he could do something worthy. So he went away, he did whatever he was to do, blah, 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 stuff like that. And went African safari, and or Malifaux, got a shit handed to him, lost half his body, got new legs, metal legs, stuff like that. I don't know if his dad died, pretty sure he did. Next thing you know, he's running things in the Explorer Society, well-to-do, paying people's debts off, helping them out financially, because he's a well-to-do guy, but he's hunting them. So if you can make it alive on the hunt, and your debts are all paid off, so yeah, a real humanitarian here. He looks like a douchebag, half RoboCop, Teddy Roosevelt, kind of like it. That's about it. This guy here is pretty straightforward. Shoots, leads hunting parties. His hunting parties come after you and or the actual runaways. And it's about shooting and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like I said, he has a dinosaur. Did I say that already? So, I bought the box set and I bought his group. And going into exactly what I'll start to play with right now is, let's see, not really got a lot going on for what you can do with the box set itself. The box set looks like it comes with Agent 9, or Model 9, which is his henchman. It comes with both of his dogs, which is pretty cool. That's my soft spot, is the Malifaux figures, that my masters that come with dogs, so that's pretty cool. Three runaways, him, that shit like that. Alright, Lord Cooper, let's go over him. He's at 15 points soulstone cost, which we won't worry about that, because I'm against having two masters on a table, so I think a big point cost to pay, so why have it? This guy's got defense 5, willpower 5, defense 6, 5, movement, size 2. Keyword is Apex. Of course, he's a Explorer Society. Armor 1. Abilities of Eyes on the Prize. This model cannot gain distracted or take disengaging strikes. he's got laugh off, so if he would be moved during an enemy model's activation or from an enemy model's effect, it may choose not to. He's got the predatory instinct. Once per activation, after targeting an enemy model with an attack action, this model may suffer negative to that action to receive a plus to the damage flip, or vice versa. And, I said it before, the most dangerous game reminds me of the movie Surviving the Game, so, yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, during the start phase, if this model is the crew's leader, which, well, it should be, it may choose an enemy model to gain the adversary apex. 11 wounds on this guy, he's not popping around. High amount of wounds, but is what it is. Beckett card, chock full of writing, so let's go through that. He's got a machete. His model may remove a terrain marker within 1-inch aura of itself to receive a plus to this action. Target suffers 2-3-5 damage. If you throw a crow in there, target discards guard for maim. He's got a .950 Nitro Express rifle, 14-inch range, 6 stat with a mask, resists defense. It's once per activation, this action ignores cover. Target suffers 3, 5, or 7 damage. If you have a tome, good for a laugh, you will draw 2 cards and discard a card. If you have a ram, when resolving, the target ignores any of its hard to kill or demise abilities. If you have a crow, it's trace around, so the target gains adversary apex. And a mask, Trophy Hunter. Enemy only after killing, drop a ski marker to base contact with the target. Now, he's got a smaller weapon, it looks like, which is Explosive Ordnance, because this guy's going to have like a grenade, I imagine. Shockwave 2, defense 13, damage 1, and injure plus 1. Apex models ignore the effect of the shockwave. With a mask, blown back, push models damaged by this action 3 inches away from the blast marker. He's a foul-mouthed motivator. Now, last time we talked, I had a guy that was against swearing. This guy, he's the opposite. Push models damaged by this foul-mouthed motivation. Sorry. Other friendly models only. Target heals 1-2-3 damage and gains focus plus 1. With a mask, he's got thrill of the hunt. Friendly apex models within 6-inch pulse may move up to 3 inches. Not bad. Now he's got another tactical action. He's got a little lightning bolt, so it's free. You will end the focus condition on this model. So if you take the focus action, this model may take the .950 Nitro Express rifle action, ignoring its once per turn activation restriction. So it's allowing you to take the shot with your rifle twice per turn instead of once. It's pretty damn nice because, well, you want to shoot twice. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, this guy comes with 3 runaways. They're all dudes. I was thinking, be kind of cool. And none of them are black or look like Ice Cube or Ice Tea, so that's a bummer. 4 defense, 4 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. These guys are demise hunted. If this model is killed, if it was killed by a friendly Lord Cooper, you add a soul stone to this crew's soul stone pool. If killed by an enemy model, that model gains the adversary apex, which cannot end or be removed while a friendly Lord Cooper is within line of sight of the enemy model. So you pissed him off, you shot at his freaking run away. This model will have the head start. This model must be deployed on the center line instead of within your deployment zone. Insignificant, of course. And on the run, friendly Lord Cooper models may treat this model as an enemy model. This model cannot relent or achieve fate when targeted by friendly Lord Cooper models. On the back, we have attack actions of makeshift weaponry. He doesn't even give these guys a freaking knife. What a douchebag. Range of 0, stat 4, defense, target 1-2-3 damage, instigate with a tome, trigger enemy only after resolving draw a card, then the target must take a attack action targeting this model. He can call for help. Enemy only, target gains distracted plus one after resolving this action. A friendly Lord Cooper model must take a shooting action targeting this model if able, ignoring friendly fire. So, it's cool. So you can like break the once per turn shit, I don't know. And but tactical action, escape. This action cannot be taken by other models. This model must be within 4 inches of the table corner and in the opposing player's deployment zone. Whew, wordy. This model may draw cards up to the maximum hand size and drop a scheme marker anywhere on the table. Then remove this model from the game. It is not killed. So, you know, he did his job. He made it freedom. Now it's puppies. Artemis and Euler. Artemis first. 6 soul stones. Defense 5. Whip power 5. 6 movement size 2. Hunting partner. Friendly models attack actions. Ignore this model for purpose of friendly fire. Enemy models within 1 inch must discard a card to declare the disengage action. Pretty cool. Nimble. This model may treat walk actions as the free actions. Predatory instinct, which we already went over that. Unimpeded, so no severe terrain here. Attack actions, tear apart. Damage of 2, 3, 5 damage. Critical strike, you're adding with rams. Extra damage, maximum of plus 2. With a crow, I can dig it. You will drop a scheme marker into base contact with its model. And reposition with a mask, you can move up 3 inches. Intimidating roar, kind of like the Lion King. It's a range of 8. Push the target 6 inches away from this model. If the target is a minion, it gains slow. You throw a mask on its trigger on your heels. Enemy only place this model into base contact with the target. And if you got a crow, trackers. Enemy only, another friendly model within line of sight may push up to 4 inches towards the target. If the friendly model is apex model, it gains focus plus 1. Not bad, pretty cool, especially if you think about, you have Lord Cooper over there, and he gains focus. Hasn't activated yet, it's pretty cool, he can get the, you know, you get it, little synergy. Notice the ground, 3-inch pulse, free action, remove all scheme markers within range. This model may choose an equal number of enemy models within range to gain distracted plus 1. And I can dig it with a crow as well, drop a scheme marker into base contact with this model. It's a dog. I dig it. No, I'm sorry. Let's see. That was Artemis. Now we get Euler. 6 defense, 4 willpower, 6 movement, size 2. By your side, at the start of this model's activation, it may discard a card to place itself within 2 inches of a friendly non-minion that shares a keyword with it. So it's always going to be by the side of its master. Hunting partners, friendly models, actions, you know, okay. Predatory instinct and warning growl. Don't have to go over predatory instinct. But warning growl is damage flips against friendly models within 2 inches suffer a negative flip. Pretty cool. Attack actions are trapping jaws, doing 1, 2, 3 damage, and target gain staggered. Hold down with a crow. If this model is engaged, the target and another friendly model within line of sight to the target may take a shoot action against the target, ignoring friendly fire. Pretty cool. So, even though they do that anyway. But, anyway. tear off a bite. With a ram, you can heal too. And with a mask, you're coming with me, push the target up to 3 inches in any direction, then place this model into base contact with it, so it's kind of like the reposition, but take them with you. Kind of like scorpions. Come here! Anyway, flush them out for tactical actions. Once per activation only, other friendly only, push this target up to 4 inches towards an enemy model in its line of sight. If the target is an apex model, it gains focus plus 1. I've got your back. Target another engaged friendly model. Target is placed within base contact with this model and mark territory. Remove all scheme markers within range. This model may gain focus plus 1 for each marker removed this way. pretty straightforward, and we will go with Model 9. Basically, it is what happens when you give a Corphy, when the Corphy do it, some knives in a Bounty Hunter trench coat. Defense 6, 5 weapon, willpower, 5 movement, size 2, armor plus 2. Nice. Blade Rush, when this model takes a charge reaction, it may move through other models. Enemy models move through in this way will suffer 1 damage because, well, Blade Rush, it's in the name. Mobile Warrior, this model may take the charge action while engaged. Predatory Instinct and Run and Gun. This model's charge action may generate shooting actions instead of attack actions. Okay, cost of 9. So let's see what he does in combat. Let's see. Oh, that's why I couldn't put up. Guess I was talking to myself there. Okay. He's got twirling blades. Target will suffer 2, 4, 5 damage. With a crow trigger, you're going to execute. Target must either discard a card or a soulstone. If can't do either, kill it. Ignoring demise. Nice. Reposition, you can move up to 3 inches. I like killing stuff. You can throw a knife. Target suffers 1, 3, 4 damage. If the target suffers severe damage from this action, this model might place itself in the base contact with the target. And if you happen to have a mask in your hand, after resolving, take an attack action against the same model, and you'll receive a plus to the duel. Nice. X marks the spot for tactical actions. Until the end of the phase, friendly attack actions targeting enemy models within range ignore friendly fire. And if the enemy model within range is killed, draw a card. Now, if you happen to have a mask again, burst of speed, push the model up to 5 inches in any direction, ignoring other models. Enemy models move through, suffer 1 damage because, well, Blade Rush. And with a crow, thin herd enemy models within 2 inch pulse, gain injured plus 1. It's not too bad. Nice little way to go out there. Let's see. Lord Cooper was in Russia. He came across some people that were hunting bears. Blah, blah, blah. Thought they were fucking cool. Freaking cool. And he got these Fatagi huntsmen. Keyword Apex again. 5 defense. 5 willpower. 5 movement. Size 2. 6 cost. Now these guys have the Bond of Blood. At the start of this model's activation, if it's within 2 inches of another friendly Apex character, draw a card. Now you can have 3 of these guys living. Predatory Instinct. Set to kill. Set up to kill. Here's the new one. After an enemy model within 8 inches suffers damage from a friendly pit trap marker, it must discard a card, or a friendly Apex model may take an attack action targeting it, ignoring friendly fire. 6 wounds here. And we, well, that's pretty cool. Let's see what this all means. Let's see if we can find the on the back of the card, create pit trap. Sweet. So these guys have a skinning knife, not doing anything out of ordinary, doing 2, 3, 4 damage. They have a clockwork revolver, 12 inches, doing 2, 3, 5 damage, with a crow trigger, bear trap launcher, once per turn, drop a 50 millimeter destructible, severe hazardous damage, plus 1, injured, plus 1, pit trap marker, and the base contact with the target. Whew, wordy, wordy, wordy. On the hunt, it's another action. This action cannot target the same model more than once per activation. Resolve the following effects for each of the target's characteristics in order listed below. Whew. Beast. Push the target up to 4 inches away from this model. Okay. Construct. Target suffers 2 irreducible damage. Living. Target gains adversary apex. Undead target gains injury plus 2. Oh, okay. So it's what you have is what it, sorry, keyword. What keyword you have is what happens. And you can create a pit trap. So, and then toss trap immediately. Increase the range of this action by plus 6 with a tome. So, yeah, pit traps. Yay! More markers you have to create. Make us markers. Put them on the sprues when we buy these things. Please, Weird. Come on, man. And we have the big bad solo hunters. Two of these guys exist in the world now. They used to be a crew. Now there's only two, but they keep the Crypsis corpse. They're 7 points apiece, 7 wounds, 4 defense, 6 willpower, 4 movement, size 2. They look like this one actor from this one wolf movie. I'll get the name of it one day. But they have beneath the leaves, so when this model is within 3 inches of severe or hazardous terrain or concealing terrain, they treat the areas in having the same traits. Expert shots, ignore friendly fire. So you're never going to have friendly fire in this crew. Predatory instincts. Sniper though. When this model takes the shooting attack action, it may lower the value of its focus condition by 1 to treat. The action is having a plus 10 range. Nice. And stealth. Enemy models cannot target this model from more than 6 inches away. Lucky. When they have a cool rifle at 14 inch range, if you've got 4 focus, it's 24, so it's nice. Stab 5 defense. Resistance defense. And we have the Crypsis rifle. This action ignore covers. Cover. The target has any of the conditions. If the target has any conditions, add any suit to this action's dual total. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. So if you want, if they have actions, you get pick. If not, you got to rely on your flip. Critical strike with a ram. Damage plus 1, max 2. Stagger with a mask and tracer rounds. Gain Apex. Now here's the wordy one for tactical actions. So bear with me here. The patient strike. Range 14. Stat 6, target number 10. You will drop a strike marker within range with no sight lines between this model and the marker blocked by enemy model. So you got your guy shooting at 14 inches, up to 14 inches where you're going to place his marker. So it's not going to be blocked by any enemy model. Once per activation, after enemy model moves, if it moves through any unblocked sight lines drawn from that model and the drop marker, this model takes a shooting action targeting the moved model, ignoring line of sight and range. During the end phase, or after this model moves, remove the strike marker. You're going to throw in a tome, you'll have focused attention. This model gains focused 1. So it's kind of like a weird Overwatch. You also have target practice, 20 inch range, stat 3, target number, is X. The target number of this action is equal to the distance in inches between this model and the target scheme marker. Remove the target. Quick retreat. This model's action may be taken while engaged. This model may move up to 4 inches. Now, before we get into anything else, this is what I did. This is what I'm doing with the Apex team. I'm going about what I bought. So, unfortunately, the Lord Cooper box gives me Lord Cooper 3 Runaways, Model 9, both dogs. I buy the add-on box. It gives me 3 Huntsmen and 2 Crypsis Corpse. Now, I can go through here. Probably what I am going to do, for right now, I'm going to take 3 Vitagi Huntsmen and 1 Crypsis Corpse for my 50 Soulstone crew. That will give me 4 points to play in Soulstones leftover and upgrades, leaving me 1 Crypsis Corpse to play with. That will be my Lord Cooper crew. true in the beginning of evolution for this. And I'll let you know how that goes. Now, let's get to the meat and fun of everything, because there's a little bit of things you can do, and I'm not really going to go into this. For 7 points, you can have a harpooner, which, I don't know, I'm not going to go into them because they really are for the EVS, and I'll cover them when I go over to EVS. That's where I think they belong anyway. But they have the Mallosaurus Rex. Let's start with this thing. It is 10 points. 12 health on the 50 millimeter base. Defense 4, 4 willpower, 5 movement. Size 4, boys and girls, I think is the highest model. I don't know if that's right. But it is hard wound, predatory instinct. It's got rush, so when this model takes a charge action, increase the distance pushed by 2. It's ruthless, so ignores terrifying and manipulative abilities. Terrifying 12, if I didn't say that already. Towering figure, so this model is unaffected by severe terrain, hazardous terrain, and can move through other models. It's a dinosaur, yeah. It's also Fey. So for you people out there that want to play this with Fey, go right ahead, because, well, you can. It's got massive jaws, so it's got range of 2, doing 3, 4, 5 damage. Got tear off a bite, heals 2 on a ram. And his rampage on a crow, so push this model 5 inches, ignoring any models, such that this model moves through the target. Models this model's pushed through in this way must pass the target number 13, movement duel, or suffer 1 damage. It's got lashing tendrils because it's like a Cthulhu beast up front. Push the target up to 4 inches in any direction. You're going to rip and tear on that thing. So take an attack action targeting the same model. This attack action receives a plus to the duel. Tactical actions, it's got a tail. Enemy models within range of 2. Stat 5, target number 10. Must each pass a target number 13 move duel or suffer 2 damage and gain staggered. Push any models damaged by this attack up to 2 inches in any direction. And may I tell you, it's a range of 2, so you even can hit multiple. With a tome, it's territorial, so once per turn until the end phase, this model increases the range of its actions by plus 1 and cannot be moved or buried. In a wild hunt, aura of 2, stat 5, target number 12, until the end of phase, friendly models that share a keyword with this model receive a plus crow to the attack actions targeting enemy models within range. Pretty cool. It's a dinosaur too. I know I said that a couple times, so let's go ahead and let's look at who needs a crow. Who needs a crow? Who needs a crow? The Fatagi huntsmen need a crow. Oh, they need a crow, for the only thing they need is for the bear trap launcher. It's the only thing they need. The only trigger they have is for the bear trap launcher. The Crypsis corpse. Do 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 do. They could use a crow. Let's see. But they're going to be just hiding and stuff, so they don't really need a crow. But the Fatagi huntsman. Let's see. Lord Cooper, Tracer Browns Cooper, he could really give a crap about. So, yep, okay, that makes up my mind. Ooh, let's go over here. Yeah, so, we're going higher. Some more huntsmen. A Mallosaurus Rex, we get over, because I can't get away from Model 9. Because I kind of dig Model 9. And Model 9 has Execute with a Crow. So, go ahead and capitalizing on the Crow ability with Lord Cooper, 3 of Runaways, Artemis, Euler, 1, 2, 3, Fatagi Huntsman, Model 9, and Mallosaurus Rex. Takes me to 49 Soul Stones, 1 left over for a very workable Lord Cooper crew, which makes me happy without playing with the kind of stay still hunt from the bushes, Corpses Cryptsy. I think I am a little bit happier with that crew. I got my dogs, got my dinosaurs, got my bear hunters, and my robot. Yeah, that's my Lord Cooper crew. Simple as that. Am I happy with Lord Cooper? Lord Cooper? Don't know. I would think I really like, the Shadow Army is my favorite so far, but crap, I bought these guys, right? So I'm gonna go with it. And I'm leaving you with that. Next up, we'll be talking about, my gumdrop, Mayfang crew. I'll go on Mayfang completely, but I'll cover Gumdrop, then Mayfangs, because I'll be repeating myself a lot if I don't. But I got a few additions already I made to it, so we'll go from there. Talk about my Malifaux board that's near completion, and, taking a little bit more work than what I thought, but it's looking pretty freaking bad. And, yeah, talk about some Batman and Warcry, and yeah, we'll go from there. Yeah, happy 2021. God bless us all. And if you don't believe in God, just wish us all luck. If you're not having fun, stop playing the game. And yeah, if you want to get some Malifaux in or whatever, I'm in Port Huron, Michigan. Contact me at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. If you want to yell at me for being stupid, same thing. You want to give me helpful tips, same thing. And check out my Facebook page. And I'm going to leave you with the rest of Avatar's House of the Eternal Hunt. And yeah, till next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Thanks.